Expect the news first. This is Oklahoma's News Channel 4 at 5.
The city has big plans for some downtown offices that were badly damaged in the bombing. On the City Beat, a complete makeover for the Boyington building.
And it sustained severe damage in the bombing, the Boyington building downtown. But it will soon be showing signs of life on the City Beat. A lot of changes in store for downtown. Here to tell us more is News Channel 4's Heather Holman. Heather.
Well, I can tell you that this plywood has covered the building's windows since the bombing, but the building's actually been vacant for the past 20 years. And as city officials are always trying to find ways to get downtown to grow, building's owners thought what better way to bring the people in than to build them a place to live. More than 80 years ago, this building first opened its doors as a car dealership. Inside, this old freight elevator used to lift the cars to all three floors. Today, the elevator has long surpassed its time, but it's not going anywhere.
This is kind of an experiment. It's a gamble.
This architect says these empty floors are full of potential. His main goal, revisiting the 1920s, only this time filling it with people instead of cars.
The building will be converted back as near as possible the way it was when it was originally built to meet historical standards.
Some of the original fixtures still hang from the ceilings. The cracked paint and old brick only add to the nostalgia, and giant bay windows and high ceilings will all be part of the 20 loft apartments that will fill these floors. It's a new look with an historic past that city leaders say fulfills downtown's biggest need.
We're excited to see so many projects downtown with urban living, and you got to have the whole picture there. We need the support services, the retail, and things that will support the people living here, but you got to have the people first.
And the people can move in as early as Christmas, believe it or not, and the prices will range somewhere from about $550 to $1,600, depending on the square footage, and I'm told it's going to be a very unique project when it's complete. Back to you.
Good news downtown. Thank you, Heather Holman.
Downtown Oklahoma City just appears to be growing by leaps and bounds.
It does, but critics say the area lacks one important element. Coming up next, details on a new project to fill that void and what it has to do with this decades-old building.
On the City Beat tonight, some say what downtown Oklahoma City needs most is residential development. And tonight, one building owner is ready to accommodate that need. What's become to be known as the Boyington Building will now be called Fifth Avenue Lofts. The building first opened its doors back in the 1920s, and some of the original painted light fixtures still remain. The building's architect says after 20 years of vacancy, it's time to bring it back to life.
And then the building will be converted back as near as possible the way it was when it was originally built to meet historical standards.
Now, we're told the loft apartments will be ready as early as Christmas, but be prepared to pay anywhere from $550 to $1,600, depending on the square footage.
To go to work and be something useful here at this point.
Don Boynton is talking about this building he owns at 5th and Broadway. For the past 20 years, it's been vacant. Well, now plans are underway to turn the building into loft apartments. The building first opened its doors as a car dealership in the 1920s. Boynton says he'll make the nostalgia, like unfinished walls and this old freight elevator, part of the decor. The loft should be ready as early as Christmas, and the cost, anywhere from $550 to $1,600.